हरे कृष्णा। डोंट लेट नेट सर्फिंग डिजनरेट इंटू सफरिंग इन द नेट। नेट सर्फिंग इज एन इंटेग्रल पार्ट ऑफ मॉडर्न अ पोस्ट मॉडर्न लाइफ टूडे। वेन एवर वी वॉन्ट टू परचेज समथिंग, वेन एवर वॉन्ट टू नो अबाउट सम वन, वी ऑफन सर्फ द नेट टू फाइंड आउट मोर अबाउट इट। Now, this itself is a way we live culturally, and everything that we do, there are dangers associated with it. But some dangers are explicit, others are not so explicit. Suppose we were going on a road to purchase something, then we would know, we would be somewhat on guard, because we know that okay, we are carrying some money and there may be some vehicle may knock us down, some thieves may try to steal from us. So we'll be cautious even if we are going on a public road. What to speak of when we are going on a secluded road through a unknown territory? At that time we'll be even more cautious. Now, in one sense, internet traveling, internet surfing is like traveling. But because it is not physical traveling, it is more of the traveling of our consciousness, traveling of our thoughts and emotions, we are lulled into a false sense of complacency. And we don't realize, we are often not on guard, and we don't take the threats and dangers seriously. So, but just as a person traveling, going on a physical travel can be ambushed, so too can people who are surfing on the net be ambushed. Now, of course, just as traveling can't be given up if we have some work to do and for which we need to go somewhere. Similarly, in today's culture, largely net surfing cannot be given up. But that complacency can and should be given up. We need to be vigilant. In the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna talks about the results of ungodly materialistic living, one of the things he states is, अनेक चित्त विभ्रांता मोह जाल समावृतः प्रसक्तः काम भोगेषु पतन्ति नरकेषु च। अनेक चित्त विभ्रांता, एट द कॉन्शियसनेस इज विभ्रांत, इज ड्रैग्ड, इज डाइवर्टेड, इज डिसिपेटेड ओवर मेनी थिंग्स, मोह जाल समावृतः, एंड इन दैट वे वन गेट्स कॉट इन मोह जाल, वन गेट्स कॉट इन the trap of illusion, samavrita, one gets completely trapped in it, and prasaktaha kama bhogeshu, and being very attached, patanti narakeshu chau, being very attached to self-centered pleasures, one descends, falls into hellish suffering. So this is what happens sometimes when people get addicted. Or when we start surfing the net, if we are not cautious, we may click on one thing and then go to another and go to another. And nowadays, with so much unhealthy material available on the net, especially in terms of obscene imagery, and we can get addicted. And after some time, we realize that, you know, that what was net surfing has become suffering in the net. We are caught in a net where, as if there are invisible ropes between our consciousness and the computer's browser, and it drags us towards that. So we get trapped in the net and we suffer in the net. So instead of net surfing, we end up suffering in the net. Now, to avoid this, we need vigilance. That's one thing. First of all, we need to be aware that just because we are sitting in our room, maybe in a AC room, in front of on a comfortable chair, in front of a, say, expensive computer or a high-end phone, that does not mean that we are safe. So, if we avoid that sense of complacency and recognize that every time we are surfing on the net, we are actually traveling, and traveling brings with it its dangers, then that itself will create caution, and we will not just follow any link and every link and go into unwanted territory. But along with that, we also need to have a connection with transcendence. Now, vigilance is good, But vigilance alone will not be able to enable us to protect ourselves fully or sufficiently. We need transcendence. And transcendence means that we need to focus on transcendental reality. If we regularly practice bhakti, immerse our consciousness in transcendental reality, Krishna, and experience fulfillment therein, then that higher satisfaction will enable us to resist the titillation that comes by some sensual imagery, say some visuals that we might see on the net, or some other things that we might get allured by. So by vigilance and by transcendence, by commitment to transcendence, we can overcome the dangers and prevent net surfing from degenerating into suffering in the net. Thank you. Hare Krishna.